Dad had found his father a little house up Warrior Mine Hollow and saw to the monthly rent. Every other Sunday, Mom and Dad and Jim and I visited Poppy and my grandmother, whom we kids called Mimi, as meek and quiet a woman as I ever knew. When we came to visit, she spent most of her time at the cooking stove and then sat silently at the table during dinner, not eating, her hands folded on her lap. Her oval face was always placid, but it seemed to me behind her mask there was something awful going on. One time, Mom encouraged me to show Mimi a model airplane I'd built out of balsa wood. She sat down and handled it, her tiny brown eyes running across the rude fuselage and wings, until it occurred to me that maybe she had never seen a real airplane. I'd seen precious few of them myself, mostly at Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, when we went there on miner's vacation. After I'd finished my description of my model plane, Mimi sat for a moment more, as if waiting to see if I had anything more to say. When I didn't, she silently handed it back to me and rose to go back to her cook stove. Mimi died of a heart attack in 1956. It was an open casket funeral, the only time I ever saw her smiling. By December of 1958, Poppy had been taken to Stephen's clinic. Mom said she didn't think he'd ever leave. While Poppy was in the hospital, Dad rarely spoke at the supper table, my only daily interval with him. His haunted eyes were focused somewhere I couldn't see. Each night he got in the Buick and drove to the hospital, returning after I'd gone to bed. One night, Mom came to my room and found me at my desk working on my rocket plans. "Listen, Sonny, you need to go with your dad to see Poppy," she said. "Why?" I asked. "You need to go," she said again. And since she had said it twice, the argument, such as it was over. The next night, as Dad was gathering up his hat and coat, she pushed me forward. "Sonny wants to go," she said. "Yes, he should," Dad said, and that was that. Dad said nothing to me while he drove the Buick across Welch Mountain, and I sat, shrouded in the darkness of the mountain and my own mind. I didn't want to be going to any old stinking hospital, and I guessed he knew that.